Welcome along to the Score programme. I'm Mark Gallagher, and coming up on this evening's show, we'll be speaking to the Donegal ladies manager, John McNulty, ahead of their clash with Waterford in their second game of the All-Ireland series this weekend. We'll also be hearing from Sean Quinn, who has been on the ground at the Ballyliffin Golf Club this week as they host the R&A Amateur Championship. We'll be getting the very latest from Sean about how things are going at the event, and we'll hear from Sky's Iona Stevens, who's there on behalf of the R&A, and former winner of the Amateur Open, Brian McElhinney. But firstly, rally fever is well and truly underway here in the Northwest, as this weekend sees the biggest rally in Ireland taking place once again. The Donegal International Rally is the showpiece event on the Irish rallying calendar, and the action on the roads gets underway tomorrow morning. The cars have been put through scrutiny at McGinley Motors on the Pierce Road in Letterkenny today. And now we're going to go live to Oisin Kelly, who is down at the Port Road in the town centre for the ceremonial start of the Donegal International Rally.
Letterkenny for the Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally ceremonial start. And we're delighted to see so many people out here on the Port Road outside on Greenon Theatre as we get this event up and running for this year. We have the top 30 cars all lined up the Port Road, and we're going to speak to some of the top competitors this year. And I think the first man that we have to call to the stage is Callum Devine. Callum Devine and Nolo Sullivan won this event for the first time last year. Come on up, Callum. Give him a round of applause. For a defending champion, he's looking very relaxed. Callum, good to see you. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Yeah, new machine this year too, probably makes it a wee bit interesting now tomorrow morning, but yeah, looking forward to it. Probably once you get the first one over you, it takes the pressure off a bit, doesn't it?
Why the change from the Polo to the Skoda?
A mad rush of blood to the head, maybe, I don't know. No, look, the Polo was doing well. The last day out, last two events out, we won on it, so it was quite good. But, yeah, look, these Skodas now are more current, and obviously they're being upgraded all the time and stuff, so just probably to stay current and stuff. But, no, look, we were a bit undecided during the week what we were going to take, obviously, because the Polo was kind of doing the trick, and, yeah, we don't really want to be left behind here in Donegal. So, yeah, we had a good enough week test last night, and says, look, we could build our way into it over the weekend, maybe.
Okay. So then what are you expecting out of this car, and what are you expecting out of yourself and Noel tomorrow? Because you've got Mr. Cronin and Mr. Edwards and Mr. Moffat, I'm sure, that will be hot in your tail tomorrow. So what's the plan for the defending champion come Malin Head and Memorial Gap?
Look, we'll go as fast as we can, but obviously try and get a feeling of the car and try and work on the setup a wee bit. But look, it's not far away. I don't think it is anyway. So tomorrow evening, I hope we'll be on the sharp end. And yeah, these boys here will be sharp in the morning, and a lot of the guys will. So look, it's a long 3 days, as we know. So yeah, look, we want to be in the mix. We're here to try and win again. So
the fact that you have number one on the door, which obviously was a dream of yours from a very, very young boy coming to Donegal with your dad, is there any pressure now with this one number one on the door? You're the defending champion and the man that's been hunted.
Look, there's always a wee bit of pressure, obviously, and just to get at it. But no, probably not as much pressure as I had last year on myself, obviously leading the rally 2 years ago. Obviously, the crash out by myself, the mistake of my own. And yeah, obviously, that was a bit disappointing. So last year, to just try and get that first one over the line was a thing. But yeah, probably the pressure's off a wee bit. So no, look, we'll get in and enjoy it this year.
Okay, good to see you. The very best of luck this weekend. Give a round of applause to your defending champion, Callum Devine, who's got a new car. The Skoda is on the ramp here. We'll just call Keith Cronin now up to the ramp. If he wants to walk up towards us here. Michael. By the way, we spoke to two people before 7 o'clock. If you're only arriving, two men that have been involved in the World Rally Championship Series. William Creighton, the junior World Rally Champion from last year. And also we had Aaron Johnson, who as a navigator in the Toyota with Takemoto. Delighted to have them here this weekend. And William, of course, has competed in the Historics along with his navigator, who's actually driving in the Skoda. Give a big Letterkenny welcome and a big Donegal rally welcome to Keith Cronin. Keith, good to see you back in Donegal. The championship leader, 2-1s under your belt in the series. You're gunning for a victory here in Donegal this weekend, I take it.
Yeah, of course, we want to be at the sharp end. been a while since we've been here, though, so the guys around us have a bit better knowledge of the stages than us. But look, it's a long rally, and we'll try and settle into a good fast pace if we can, and see where it puts us. See from there.
The last time you were here was 2016, is that it?
Yeah,
the year that Manus went down to the last stage. Fanad wasn't kind to you that day, but obviously your objective would be to get to Fanad on Sunday this time around again.
Yeah, that's it. And it wasn't good to us that year, but as a stage, I actually like Fanad. We were unlucky that year. Manus put in a brilliant last stage. Hopefully we'll be in the mix again come the last stage in Fanad. But at the end of the day, look, as good as it would be to win the rally, the championship is my main priority this year. So we're in a good position in the championship, so we don't need to win all the remaining rallies. So we'll take it stage by stage.
But there's a fantastic battle this year between you and Matt and Callum. Obviously, it makes this championship series so enthralling, so it does.
Yeah, and look, I wouldn't rule anyone. There's a lot of other guys behind the three of us that I think will be quick here. A lot of the local guys especially, wouldn't rule any of them out.
And, the best of luck in Donegal, and hopefully we'll see you at the finish ramp, and good luck with the rest of the championship as well. Give a round of applause for Keith Cronin. Watch out for car number two. Up next to the ramp, a man who is taking on the might of the Donegal Challenge for a third time. Matt Edwards, former British champion, looking to become a Donegal champion. And I suppose, Matt, you've got a victory under your belt eventually in an Irish series that came earlier in the year. How are you feeling now coming into Donegal?
Yeah, I think things seem to go in the right way. We're making a bit of progress event by event. You know, even though we didn't necessarily win Killarney, we thought we made some progress. And, you know, we've done a bit of testing before this one, and, you know, we're always learning about the car and how to get the most out of them. And for me, it's, you know, it's been 3 years since I've been in a car regularly, and just getting back up to the speed of these boys takes some doing, remembering how brave you've got to be.
So do you feel that you're going to be on the speed for these boys taking on Donegal then?
Yeah, we're hoping so. We've had a good run the last couple of years on this rally. We've had bad luck at the start, bad luck at the end over the last 2 years, so hopefully we'll eradicate that. And, you know, it's... You know, we're just hoping we can have a good, consistent run and be there from start to finish rather than, you know, either there or not there from at one end of the rally. So,
third time lucky then, that's what you're thinking?
That's what we're hoping, yeah.
What stage are you looking forward to the most?
I am looking forward to the first one tomorrow. It's a nice stage. You know, it's one people I don't think will know as well. You know, it's a nice, fairly open start to the rally. But I do love Knockalla. That's the stage that we've gone well on the last couple of years. And... you know, it's a stage that it hasn't changed much this year to last. So it's certainly an iconic stage. And I think to run the Fanad in its full configuration will be, you know, a real experience as well.
Okay, well, listen, delighted to have you back in Donegal. I wish you the very best of luck. Give Matt Edwards a big round of applause. Good to talk to you, Matt. Good to see you. Here comes another former winner of the Donegal International. And I'll get your name right this time, because every time I talk to you on a ramp, I'm calling you your brother's name. But this is... Josh Moffat, who is coming back to try and regain the title that he won a couple of years ago. You see the big crowd here. There's huge anticipation around this event. Are you feeling that, are you, Josh?
I sure am. It's great to see the big crowd here today. And I suppose we're lucky this evening now so far with the weather. And I think the weather's going to play a big part this weekend. But we're certainly looking forward to it all the same.
Yeah. If it does rain tomorrow, do you think that can help you out?
I'm not so sure now. I suppose it's going to be a tyre call there, and it's going to be a tricky one, I think, in the morning for everybody. So it's just about making those right calls on the day.
You changed your car this year. So you did. You moved away from the Hyundai and to the Citroen. I suppose you're continuing to learn that car all the time, are you, Josh?
Yeah, look, we're learning the car with every event, and I suppose we're changing stuff all the time on it there, just trying to get the most out of the car. But with every event we do, we gain more confidence with the car. So, yeah, look at Donegal's another one to add to that. So, let's see what we can do with it.
Do you feel there's another title going the way of the Moffats maybe come this weekend?
Who knows? There's a strong field there. Even the top 10 and even on behind that, there's a lot of competitive and fast drivers. So, by all means, I'd love to win the rally again. But it's not going to be easy for anybody.
Well, listen, we wish you the very best of luck and enjoy your time in Donegal once again. Give a big round of applause to Josh Moffat. Okay, we're going to continue speaking to the competitors. Up next, we have, from Wales, Murrayan Evans. Now, there is a car this weekend that's going to compete at international level in Ireland for the very first time, and that is the Toyota Gazoo Racing Yaris Rally 2. It's a fine-looking machine. It's just sitting up the road here, and it's a car that which is still very much in development under this man's hands. But you'll be looking to give it a right crack over Donegal the next 3 days, Murrayan.
Yeah, that's why we've come here, isn't it? So it'll be a good 3 days, hopefully, to get a good crack at it and for us to learn about the car and then try to get on a good pace with it as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Is there any sort of pressure with the amount of attention that's on this car and on you now this weekend too?
No, I've kind of got used to it. The car seems to attract a lot of attention all year, especially in the colours with the Castrol, you know. So honestly, it was never really in the plan to come here to Donegal, but Paul Crumlish got in touch about a month ago and, you know, there was half a chance to do it and you can't say no, can you? So, no pressure as such. We'll just do our own thing. Hopefully, we won't be too far away and we can just get cracking.
Well, listen, a good solid run is obviously the aim as you continue to develop it. But would a podium be far away? You got one here before. Can it happen again?
It's happened once, so why can't it happen twice? But it's going to be tricky. Obviously, these boys are going for the championship this year. The shoe's on the other foot a bit. You know, that's been me the last 2 years. So slightly different approach maybe, but, you know, a lot of the best drivers in the country are here. So, you know, we'll have to just give it our best shot and see where we end up on Sunday.
How excited are you about driving this car around Donegal?
To be honest, after the test last night, very excited. It felt very good, actually. We made a few good steps with it. And, you know, the rain will throw a bit of a curveball maybe tomorrow. But, you know, maybe we've had a good bit of mileage with it in the wet. So I'm looking forward to really having a crack in the dry. There's some good grip up here and we can get into it.
Well, delighted to see you back and delighted to see the Yaris here. And the best of luck this weekend, Murrayan.
Thank you. Cheers.
Give him a round of applause. Murrayan Evans from Wales. Looking for another podium. And we have President of Motorsport Ireland, Aidan Harper, who's now joining us on the ramp to address the huge number of fans who have come out here today. And I suppose it's great to see everybody here, Aidan, but safety very much paramount over the next number of days in Donegal.
Absolutely. Safety is ultimate this weekend. We ask everybody, you know, to obey the marshals, obey on Garda Síochána who are out there. The theme of our weekend is to keep the race in its place. You'll see the flyers around. You'll see our safety unit, which is up in the service park. I would encourage people on Saturday and Sunday to go and visit that. There's lots of freebies there, but it's a great place for the young people to come to learn about how to compete properly in motorsport, coming in at a safe place to compete and keeping the race in its place. But like the ultimate message is for anybody who is going out to watch the event is to be there in lots of time. Have yourself settled, have yourself in position, obey the marshals. We want to make sure we get the stages up and running on time and in a safe method, and we want to make sure the competitors get everything that they need from the stages. But ultimate safety for the weekend.
And you enjoy spending time in Donegal, Aidan?
Absolutely. Look, Donegal is the jewel in the crown. It's the major rally event of the year. There's no doubt about that. 3 days of extreme hard work for competitors. The change in the Friday this year has certainly thrown something new into the mix. So when we see tomorrow evening, who comes off the last stage tomorrow evening, that'll certainly set the tone for Saturday and Sunday. But I think Eamon McGee and his team have done an incredible job this year in bringing the event right up north, up to stages that haven't run in 10 and 12 years. So a real challenge ahead for everybody this weekend.
Okay, well, listen, have a safe weekend, Aidan. Many thanks for joining us and the best of luck over the next couple of days. Give a round of applause, Aidan Harper, President of Motorsport Ireland. Well, that safety message and the stages that he talked about tomorrow are, of course, Malin Head, which starts at around about 11 o'clock, followed by Mamour Gap. Then they go to Cool Cross Service, and they'll do that loop again to get day one up and running. 8 stages on Saturday, which start with Knockalla and Gary Gort. They will be done twice. The afternoon loop involves High Glen and Loch Keel. With Sunday, 3 more stages to take place. Gartan, Atlantic Drive, and finishing up on Fannad. Those stages will be done will be done twice as well on Sunday. So then, just looking down through the entry list, who else are we going to speak to? Next up, we've got a Donegal man. David Kelly is going to join us. He's got Dino Sullivan on board. The local crew in the Volkswagen Polo, car number 7. David, are you looking forward to this one? This is the home event for you.
Look, we can't wait to get going. It's great to be here, and look, we're really excited about getting going in the morning.
What can you do this weekend?
Oh, we're going to do our best. That's what we're going to do. That's all we can do. So, look, there's a massive lineup there, the whole way back up into the top 20. Like, so we'll just have to go as fast as we can, see where we end up. But no, we're hoping for a good run. We've come on to this car this year and we're happy. So looking forward to it.
Okay. Would a podium be a dream, would it?
I had to be a dream, I would.
Well, listen, the very best of luck to you and your team this weekend, and have a good Donegal rally and a safe one, and we'll see you at the finish round.
Perfect, thank you very much.
There you go, one of the local drivers, David Kelly from south of the county. Desi Henry, where are you? Up you come. Desi in the Citroen, Shane Byrne on board, and Desi, of course, from not too far away in County Derry. So, Desi, what can you do this weekend in Donegal?
I'll just open the choke and flat out as hard as you can for as long as you can. Donegal's never any different. It's just you just have to go maximum attack and see how long you. It's usually the last man standing. So no, we'll give it a good go.
What are you looking forward to most?
Look, the stages tomorrow over Mallins. You know they're great stages. The Friday stages was usually not as good as they are this event. So, no, Mallon's a nice opener. So, no, we're looking forward to that. It's something different, and I think it should spice things up that nobody really has much knowledge of them.
Yeah. Okay, well, the best of luck and enjoy your run in Donegal.
Thank you.
There you go, Derry man. Desi Henry, watch out for his Citroen. Okay, Declan Boyle. We're looking for Declan Boyle's next on the list. And if Michael wants to get a few of the modified men down here to the ramp, we'll also get talking to them. We won't get speaking to everybody tonight. I can see Declan Boyle coming in the distance. Former winner, of course, in the Subaru Impreza. And that was 10 years ago. With his cousin Brian Boyle on board. This weekend, Declan will have Patrick Walsh. They are in the Citroen C3 Rally 2. And they will have number 9 on the door. So, Declan, good to see you. Give him a round of applause. The Letchermeg Award man's back. Back to have a tilt at Donegal again, Declan.
That's the one. It's hard to beat this time of year. It's came around fast now, to be fair.
Huge excitement over the last couple of weeks getting ready for this.
Big excitement. And, you know, when you start off in Galway International, you're looking ahead. And it's the same every year, looking ahead for Donegal. It's here now, and good to see it.
Well, listen, you are a former national winner on the Escort. You've won in the Subaru. What can this wee Citroen do this weekend?
To be fair, you know that the lads, there's some, you know, heavy pushes there. All them young lads ahead of me there, they're fast now. So, you know, I'm not expecting miracles, but I want to go out and have a good, decent drive and hopefully be there in the end.
And is there a battle between you and Michael? What does that be like? Obviously, the son's driving as well. So, is it hotly contested when you're at the breakfast table in the morning?
It is. There's always a battle there. And to be fair, it's great to be battling against him. And the last day now, to be fair, in Limerick, he cleaned me. But hopefully we'll try and maybe get him back this weekend.
Did you see who's sitting in the corner here beside you?
Oh, no. That's the boss woman over there.
The boss woman's over there. And look at Seamus McGinnigan for company.
It is. That's bad company. Hey.
Imagine the lies have been told over there.
Some lies. Stay away there from them.
Listen, good to have you up here, Declan. Have a good event. Declan Boyle, give him a round of applause. Former winner, of course, of the Donegal International. Right, we're just going to be picking and choosing some of the competitors now. And if Michael can hear me, maybe we'll get Kevin Gallagher and a couple of the modified men down here to the stage as well. Other former winners. Gary Jennings, give us a shout up here. Gary from County Fermanagh, a double winner of the Donegal International Rally. Has Rory Kennedy, one of the most experienced co-drivers on this island, a four-time winner. And Gary got himself a new toy this year. He got himself a new Fiesta. So listen, Gary, I'm sure you think about this all the time, coming to Donegal in June. And when you see the massive crowd here, it's setting up for a very, very interesting weekend.
Yeah, without a doubt. I think we all know Christmas comes twice a year in Donegal. And this is the second one now in June. So, yeah, the whole year's built up towards now. Yeah, we're very fortunate to have a good car under our hats this year. I want to thank all my sponsors, all my old ones and all my new ones that's come on board and made it possible. Yep.
Do you still reflect back on those victories that you had in 12 and 15, wasn't it? And your Subarus, do they sit very, very nicely still with you?
Yes, without doubt. I think if you're having a bad day, you just think about the feelings and the memories we had way back then winning them rallies, and it definitely it cheers you up. But look, we're getting on a bit now, but we still enjoy the sport, and it's great to be fit to come and compete at this level.
The car that you have, it's a different sort of car, so it is compared to the WRC machineries, but these are very, very good vehicles. Like, they respond very, very well.
Yeah, you know, technology moves on, so the Subaru had to put away, and we have now got one of the latest Fiestas. But yeah, there's such good machinery here, and like all the cropper drivers, the best you have in the UK is here at the minute. So it'll make it a good weekend, and all the car manufacturers are all here supporting us. So yeah, it's great to be here.
Okay, well, delighted to have you back, Gary. Have a safe weekend.
Thank you very much.
Gary Jennings with Rory Kennedy on board. Right, we'll get talking to some of these modified men now. So I look up the road. Where did Kevin Gallagher go? Oh, here he is. Appears out of nowhere. KGP, the man in the Darien, is looking for three in a row two-wheel drive wins in Donegal. And listen, Kevin, is there any sort of pressure with that?
I suppose there is. Look, there's always a bit of pressure to get going. Like, but look, once you get the first stage over, we'll be good to go.
What are you expecting now tomorrow in any show? And we know that the Darien's very, very fast when it comes to the big open stuff like that's in Knockalla, but what will the Darien be like in any show stages?
I know, they'll suit okay. I think they'll suit more than the Friday did last year anyway. But look, just depends on weather. I think the rain's coming, so just see how it plays out.
There'll be a lot of men chasing you. These escorts will be hunting down the Darien, so they will.
Ah, they will. Look, they're 15 or 20 guys there that could all be in the mix. Like, you know, every one of them's capable of being on setting top times, so we'll see how it all goes.
Obviously, you have a busy weekend because not alone are you sitting in the seat with Ryan on board calling the notes. You have to look after quite a few engines this weekend. So how many do you have involved in the event?
I don't exactly know, but they'll be definitely over 40 anyway. There's a lot of stuff out there.
Busy weekend for you?
Well, hopefully it'll not be, but on the engine side, but hopefully all goes well. So just as long as we get everybody through clean, we'll be happy.
Well, listen, enjoy the weekend, have a safe one, and we'll talk to you, fingers crossed, on Sunday, Kevin.
Perfect, thank you.
Kevin, a round of applause. That's the man that's going for three in a row two-wheel drive category wins. I'm just looking down below the ramp to see what other modified men are around. Michael was giving me a hand a few moments ago, and we're just taking a check to see what other drivers are there. They're further up the road. Any of the escort men want to join us on the start ramp? The port road here in Letterkenny is full of vehicles. We have all these R2 rally cars from Fiestas to Citroens, Polos are here, and also the Skoda, which is beside me, of Callum Devine. And I may have to go down in the middle of all these drivers to pull a couple of them up here. And they're all hiding away from the mic. Who do we have? Yeah, David Bogie's going to join us from Scotland. Good man, David. He's basically run half the main street in Letterkenny, so he has. Up you come, David. Dennis, if you want to get me a few more there. Give David Bogie another Donegal welcome. Delighted to have him here. This is a regular for this man, and he's a former national winner as well. Back in the escort ticket, are you?
Yeah, back out in the escort again for another crack at it. So, yeah, been looking forward to it for a long time now. So, yeah, hopefully we can get a good clean run.
You love coming to Donegal, so it's a special rally for you. It's a nice wee break away from the norm.
Yeah, it is. For me, it's as much a holiday as it is a rally. So, yeah, get a great welcome here, great atmosphere. And, yeah, it's the pinnacle of Irish rallying.
What do you have to do if you're going to be up to speed with these boys at the front? Because obviously we talked to Kevin and the Darien, and there's like Declan Gallagher's there, Mark Alcorn's there, Damien Tourish. That's just a few of the top of my head. You're going to be in the mix with these boys, and they're going to be at it from very early on.
Yeah, it's a who's who again in the modified. So, yeah, if we can be there or thereabouts, you know, and the important thing is to be there on the Sunday evening. You know, we need to be there at the end and see what the result's like. But, you know, make no mistake, the pace tomorrow is going to be crazy.
How many have you done now here in Donegal?
I don't know. I was actually thinking about that the other day. The first one, I think, was 2008. So, yeah, a few times now.
Yeah, a few times. Well, listen, enjoy your run in Donegal this weekend. And fingers crossed we'll talk to you at the finish ramp, all right?
Perfect. Good man. Thank you.
A round of applause, David Bogie, the whole way from Scotland. And he, of course, will be in the Mark II Escort. John Rowan is sitting on board calling the notes. Right, I can see a couple of the big hitters working their way down to me. Kevin Eaves is here. Damien Tourish is here, and Declan Gallagher is here as well. So come on down to the ramp, guys. We'll talk to Kevin first of all, a man from Pedico, who will be in the blue Toyota Corolla. And Kevin's just about won everything there is to win in the two-wheel drive modified category, but Donegal has eluded him. I'll go straight to it. Is this the year Kevin Eaves can do it?
I hope so, but I probably don't think so. But heck, no, hey, I suppose how we'll, we're as good and set up as we're going to be. So, but you're high, there's probably the top 10 in the modified there is likely to give it a rattle. So we'll just have to go ding dust and see what happens.
You're very relaxed about it this year. I know speaking to you earlier in the week, and you probably haven't as had many kilometres that you would have liked this year in the car, but that could end up benefiting you that you're not so fired up.
Okay, we kind of found that last year too. We just kind of took it like every other rally, where we used to always try and put a bit more work in the Donegal, and hey, we just take it as it comes and try and enjoy it and not get too stressed.
These boys are all very friendly here, coming walking down the Port Road in Letterkenny. It doesn't be that way once you get into the car and hit the stages.
Yeah, helmet goes on and we go on. So, that's the good thing. I suppose we're all running on the road together. There'll be a bit of crack out of it.
Would mean a lot to you, but if you were to be the first two-wheel drive over the finish ramp on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, it's the one you want on your CV kind of a job. You'd trade the rest of them for it. So,
Listen, the best of luck with it, Kevin. Thanks for talking to us up here.
Too.
There you go. Give him a round of applause from Pedigo, Kevin Eaves. Who else do we have? Come on up here, Declan Gallagher. Up you come, Declan. The milkman in the starlet. And Kevin, of course, had a win in recent weeks. So listen, you're one of the four men coming into Donegal, Declan.
I suppose we had a good run there in Ballinglass. You know, it was kind of last minute to get things gathered up to go and do it. But great rally, you know, two good stages they had there. And things went well for us, you know, but it'll be a different ball game here this weekend. You know, there's a lot more corners to go around, two more days. And, you know, look at, we'll just try and get, we're prepared as good as we can be now at this stage. So try and keep everything together.
It's about jostling for positions tomorrow, but not making any mistakes. And if you're sitting in and around the top four or five, you're in with a shout.
Aye. Stages tomorrow, like, they're difficult stages. They're every kind of terrain in it. Like, but, you know, look at the, you have to kind of go at it in a right way too. You know, you can't let off too much for Friday. Like, you know, you don't want to be chasing too much going into the next 2 days then either. Like,
what stages will suit the starlet of yours?
Oh, I don't know.
You'll tell me on Sunday.
I hope play the ramp on Sunday. That's the main objective, to get to the ramp on Sunday evening. Whatever comes after that, then it'll be a bonus.
Okay. Well, hopefully see you there. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, that's Oisin Kelly at the ceremonial start of the Donegal International Rally, and excitement is certainly building up there down at the Port Road ahead of this weekend's event. After the break, we'll be talking golf, and we'll be going to Sean Quinn at the Ballyliffin Golf Club. Welcome back to The Score. We'll now switch our attention to golf. And if you've been tuned into Highland all week, you'll be well aware that there is a huge event taking place in Ballyliffin Golf Club this week. It's the R&A Amateur Championship. 288 players started on Monday, and now it's been whittled down to the last eight. Sean Quinn has been the man on the ground for Highland at the event. Let's hear from Sean as he caught up with Sky Sports presenter Iona Stevens, who's working at the event on behalf of the R&A, and she actually has family in Inishowen. But first, he spoke to former winner of the competition, Brian McElhenney.
I'm joined by Brian McElhenney from Northwest Golf Club, and Brian is a past champion of the R&A Amateur Championship. In 2005, I'm going to take you back nearly 20 years, Brian. I'm sure in your memory there's still great memories that you can recall for us.
Yeah, of course. It was a great, for me, it was a great achievement to win the Amateur Championship back in 2005. You know, obviously it's one of the biggest amateur tournaments that you can win, so to have your name in the trophy, you know, for me, is it's great.
So let's go back 20 years, Brian, right? So you're over in Birkdale, I believe, and you start on the singles, you qualify for that, and you go into the match play. And so let's look at, you get to the semi-final. What were your thoughts that day?
Yeah, obviously it's a long week, you know. The Amateur Championship runs from you have qualifying on the Monday and Tuesday, and the final then doesn't be played until the Saturday, so it's quite a long week, and you have your practice rounds before that as well. So, you know, starting off the week, you're never getting too far ahead of yourself. You're taking one day at a time, and obviously at the time I had been going into the tournament playing quite well, so it was great to get through the qualifying rounds and get into the match play. And you know, growing up, I really enjoyed playing match play, and you know, I just took it one match at a time. And I had some really good matches on my way to the, you know, semi-final, where I played Oliver Fisher and we had a, it was a very close match. I was a couple up with three to go, and I was lucky enough to finish it off by winning on the last hole. And yeah, it was great. It was great to get into the final where I played John Gallagher, and obviously to get over the line as well and won that match was yeah, it was very rewarding.
And I think you won it. Am I right in saying it was at 5-4? You won that.
Yeah, I won the final 5-4. Like, it's a 36-hole final, and I think if I remember, I was 4 up after 18. You know, so I got off to a good start. And I played quite solid then, going back out again, and ended up 1-5-4, so it was great.
So there was no real pressure then, is that what you're telling me?
Oh, there was always pressure. You know, in golf you can never get too far ahead of yourself, so even being 4 up, I was just taking one hole at a time and try and hold on to the lead as much as possible, and fortunately enough, I kept it that way.
Okay, and so the great prize was, and I want to talk to you about this, because with winning the amateur, you actually get positioned in the Open, and one of my favourite tournament is, without a doubt, is the Masters at Augusta. So just tell me about your experience in that, Brian.
Yeah, it was a great reward, winning the amateur championship, getting into the British Open that year, which was played at St Andrews. It was great to get the opportunity to play an Open at St Andrews. Tiger Woods won it that year, and it was Jack Nicklaus's last Open championship that he played in, so it's a good one to have got the opportunity to play in. From that then, getting into the Masters the following year, which was another great experience, you know, to play at Augusta, you know, which was something that you could only kind of dream of, so it was a great experience to get to play in them big tournaments.
Now, obviously, I know you didn't win the Masters, but so how well did you do it?
I done okay. I was the best of all the amateurs, but I didn't make the cut. You know, I actually played quite well. I didn't get off to a great start. I was 9 over after 12 holes the first day, having not done a wild lot wrong, missed a few greens in the wrong sides, and that can end up, you know, you can make up big scores. Not doing that much wrong, you know. So I finished 11 over for the two rounds, you know, which was happy enough with considering.
That's absolute brilliant memories and things that you'll never forget. Just on I suppose, let's come back to Ballyliffin, and we're coming into the last 16 here now. Tomorrow will be the quarterfinals and semifinals. What advice would you give to these young golfers who are hoping to achieve what you have achieved?
Well, obviously, to win anything, you need a few breaks, and you need to hold a few putts, and you need things to go your way. So, obviously, to get this far, they have been playing quite well. So, the main thing is, you always have to just take it one match at a time, and keep doing what you're doing, and hope that, you know, you play well enough in each match to get you through. And obviously, you do need an odd putt or an odd break to go your way to get you over the line.
Yeah, and I suppose stay on the fairway and have as many birdies as you can. Brian, listen, thanks a million for joining me. The continued success in the Northwest Golf Club. I know it's a great course. I've played it a few times. And thanks for being here with me today in Ballyliffin Golf Club.
Well, thank you, Sean.
I'm joined here by Scottish legend and Sky Sports presenter, is Iona Stevens, and in Ballyliffin in Donegal. You're very welcome for your first visit to Donegal.
Thank you very much. I'm absolutely delighted to be here. As you say, first time in this part of the world. I've been lucky to visit other parts of Northern Ireland and Ireland. Of course, the Open at Portrush, that was a real highlight. But to this part, to this northeast tip, first time. So I'm very happy to be here, and it's absolutely beautiful.
So a little birdie tells me that you actually may have family connections here. First time in Donegal and a little village up the road in Clonmany. Tell me more about that, Iona.
That's right, yeah. So my dad was very excited to hear that I was coming to cover the amateur championship at Ballyliffin, because of course that in itself is very exciting. But just next door, Clonmany, as you mentioned, is where his great-great grandparents, we think, are buried and are from, and they're from the Quigley family. So there is some ancestry here that I'm looking for. And last night when I landed in Derry and I drove across the border, it was the evening and I thought, I'm just going to go straight to the church, St. Mary's in Clonmany, and just have a little look around and see if I could find anybody. Or the church was open, but there was nobody around. And so I just had a little look around at some of the gravestones. And of course, there were loads of Quigleys. And I was looking for Edward, Mary, and Mary Quigley. And yeah, there was lots of them. So I'm no closer. My search hasn't been narrowed down, but I've just begun. So I'm very, very happy to be, you know, close to some real heritage of mine. And I'm going to be on the side after the coverage of the amateur championship has been dealt with during the day. I'm going to be doing a little bit of that.
So if you're posted missing from the golf in the next couple of days, and if anybody in Clonmany sees this Scottish lady walking around asking questions about Quigleys, it's Iona. Help her out there. And if you do know of the Quigleys and the history, please get in touch with us at the station, because we'd love to pass on the information to you. So technically, you're more than 50% Irish. Would that be right?
Well, a little while ago, I did one of these DNA tests, and I was thinking that I was Scottish really through and through, but learning about this history from my dad, and actually on my mum's side, her maiden name is Monaghan, so she's got Irish roots as well. And then this DNA test came back saying I was more or less 50% Irish. So some of my team were laughing at me, saying I was going to have to do a rebrand, because people associate me so closely with Scotland. But to have any sort of association with Ireland is a huge privilege. And so I'm definitely grabbing on to those roots, and I'd love to find out more about them.
Well, I can honestly say it's brilliant to have a 50-50 split, because I'm kind of in that school of you, and it's done me no harm. So let's talk about the golf. We're in Ballyliffin, the amateur championship with the RNA. We're at the quarterfinal stage, where our players are now playing for the quarter. This is a major tournament, isn't it? Is it great to have it in Donegal?
Absolutely. You know, it's the most prestigious of all amateur events, and one of the most prestigious in the whole of golf. So I've covered it a couple of times, and obviously we've seen some great battles through to the very end. And to be in this part of the world where, you know, the golfing heritage is so strong just amplifies that. We've got some great players in the field, and at this stage of the game, you know, so many of them are basically professional already. A lot of them are lucky to go to college in America, and they come across here. They're looking at every single inch of their game, and they just get out there and they give it a rip. You know, they're giving it laldi, some would say. And it's really, really fun to watch. You know, if anyone's around listening and thinking about coming down over the next couple of days, you absolutely should, because it's so entertaining. They've got that rawness to them where they're still young, and they bring the driver out everywhere, and then they're trying to recover from the wispy grass. So it's really, really entertaining to watch. But world-class golf on display this week.
And as you said, absolutely no fear. You've seen the course. It is pretty magnificent, isn't it?
Yeah, it's truly special. I'd heard it was a beautiful spot, so I was really looking forward to coming. And of course, I brought my clubs with me just in case I could hop on the other course when the day is done. And in between the research on the ancestry. I've got a lot to do this week, in fact. It's a busy week.
I don't know how you're going to actually manage to even look at the golf, because I think you're going to be bombarded with people who are pretending to be Quigleys and want to actually come and meet this icon who is Iona. But listen, you're very welcome to Donegal. It's great to catch up with you. We do generally hope that you come back and visit it again. It's going to be a great week of golf the whole weekend. I think the sun's going to shine on actually Saturday, and we're going to have an incredible competition.
Yeah.
And the prize is pretty amazing. Like, you get to go and play in the Open. You've covered the Open. You've been at the, I'm sure, the Masters. How would that be for an amateur golfer?
Oh, it's just incredible. You know, as you say, three big places. It's life-changing this week for a player who can manage to get their hands on this trophy. Not only do they get the prestigious title of being the amateur champion, but just in under a month's time, they'll be off to Royal Troon for the 152nd Open Championship. And what a venue that is. So that's the first stop. Then, of course, the US Open, and then the Masters. And it doesn't get any better or bigger than the Masters. Lucky enough to cover it each year with CBS. And there is that real strong attachment to the amateur game in all of these events, in fact. And to be fair, the amateurs that turn up tend to do quite well. We've seen many of them really coming into their own. As I say, they are close to that professional level when they're at the elite amateur stage. And it's just a great opportunity. They've got nothing to lose. So they go in there with a great attitude. They're just like sponges soaking everything up. And there's some wonderful traditions. They get to play practice rounds with former champions. And it's like I say, a huge, huge prize up for grabs for somebody this week. And I'll look forward to seeing them at all three of those events in the coming year.
Iona, it's been a pleasure. Iona, I'm going to say, formerly from Scotland, now from Donegal. Great to talk to you and enjoy your weekend.
Thank you so much. Absolute pleasure to chat to you.
That was Iona Stevens and Brian McElhinney talking to Sean Quinn in Ballyliffin today at what seems like an amazing event down in Inishowen. Tomorrow morning, the last eight will take to the course in Ballyliffin. Those players are Laurens Schierzen of Germany, Dominic Clemens of England, Jack Bingham, who's also English, Spain's Marcel Forseca, Scotland's sole representative left of Callum Nairn, Jakob Skov Olsen of Denmark, Matthew Dodbury of England, and Luke Sample of the USA. It's time for another break. We'll be back after these and we'll get the thoughts of Donegal ladies manager John McNulty. Hey, welcome back to the last part of the programme. Now we'll switch our attention to GAA, and Donegal ladies will play Waterford in Waterford in their second game of the All-Ireland series this weekend. 2 weeks ago was the last time Donegal were out. In that occasion, they drew with Kerry in their opening game in Ballybofey. Kerry have since beaten Waterford comprehensively in that competition. Two teams progress from the group of Donegal, Kerry and Waterford. The bottom team will get relegated into the Intermediate Championship next season. So this weekend, there's a lot riding on Donegal ladies' contest with Waterford. Let's now hear from John McNulty to get his thoughts ahead of Sunday's contest. John, thanks very much for joining us.
You're welcome, Mark. Thank you.
Before we look ahead to the weekend's game, you've had a couple of weeks to digest the draw with Kerry and Ballybofey, and you'll probably feel you might have been unlucky not to win that game, John. What did you take from it?
I think you probably would look at it in two ways. Probably, firstly, you could say that where we had maybe a few chances in the second half that would have been normal run-of-the-mill scores, and we didn't get them. But on the other side of that, I mean, Kerry were very good at times too, and I think overall we'd have to be satisfied with the draw.
The girls have really stepped up in recent weeks. They came so close to winning the Ulster title and then came within a hair's breadth of beating an accomplished Kerry side. It must be pleasing that they've started to click and play their best football during the championship.
I think so. I think the 5 or 6 weeks that we had away before the Ulster championship, we probably worked on a lot of things with the girls, and to be fair, they took it on board, and they've worked very, very hard to what we want to try and do. And I think that was shown, and it was evident in the two games between Armagh and the Ulster final and Kerry the last day. But that being said, we had to go to Waterford this weekend, knowing that they're in the same position. They need to win that game to go through to the quarter final at home. So they're going to be all guns blazing for us, and we're well aware of that too.
Yeah, moving on to Waterford, they're a side you beat last year, and I suppose there's been a lot of change in your side since then. Has there been much change in the Waterford setup since then, or how much do you really know about them?
Well, they seem to still have a lot of the main players there. They've the Kellyanne Hogan there, and they have the three Murray girls there as well. And so they have a good side, and they were able to retain their Division 1 status ahead of Galway and Cork. So they're a formidable outfit. So We'll know ourselves. We have a big test to go down there and win that on Sunday.
Yeah, as you were saying, Waterford now need to beat Donegal if they're going to avoid relegation to the intermediate ranks. What kind of test are you expecting?
Oh, I was expecting a full-on test with them, because they're probably quite an experienced Division 1 team at this stage. You know, they've been around, and they've been going well earlier in the season. Like, I know that the result against Kerry wasn't great for them, but I don't think that would bother them too much. I think they would know at the end of the day a win against Donegal will get them through to the quarterfinals, and I'm sure that's what they're aiming for.
Yeah, they're coming off the back of a bit of a tanking against Kerry, which wasn't a great result for us up here in terms of the chance to get the top spot. If the girls are going to pip Kerry to the top spot and maybe set up a more favourable draw in the quarterfinal, they'd need to put up a big score against Waterford on Sunday. Is that something you've talked about with the group, and if so, is it achievable?
I think there's something we just probably have to focus on trying to win that game first and foremost, because to get through to the quarterfinal would be our number one aim, and that's really probably where that would be at, Mark, because the rest of it will come down to maybe obviously the score and average, but I think sometimes it comes down with the ladies, I think it comes down to your head-to-head, and then if your head-to-head is level, I think it comes down to who scored the most points over the bar. So with that knowledge, I think it doesn't really matter. As long as we win the game, I think we're going to be second anyway.
And I suppose you've had a big week of training. How's the squad looking? Are there any fresh injury concerns for you to worry about?
No, Mark, we've had a good week of training there. It's good to get that week off after the Kerry game, and we've trained well this last number of occasions, and we're really looking forward now to going down on Saturday. We'll go down Saturday and we'll we'll prepare for Waterford then on the Sunday. So we're looking forward to it, and we've a full bill of health.
And finally from me, John, it's a long trip down to Waterford, but I suppose it's like anything else. The trip home won't be too bad if you pick up the 2 points and get yourselves into the next round.
That's right, Mark, you're right there. If we won the game on the Sunday afternoon, I don't think there'll be any complaints about the trip home.
Yeah, well, that was the thoughts of Donegal ladies manager John McNulty when I caught up with him a little bit earlier. There are other fixtures in the GAA Ladies Championship this weekend. Galway, they take on Laois. Kildare host Dublin, and Meath will be taking on Tipperary. They are in the TG Cahir All-Ireland Senior Championship group games. Now, there's also GAA action at closer to home this weekend in the Donegal All-County Leagues. That action starts tomorrow, Friday. In Division 1, St Michael's host St Eunan's. Dunloe, they travel to Inishowen to Buncrana. In Division 3, Robert Emmetts will play host to Niamh Padraig Lifford. And in the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship, Burt will play Cairn Donagh. In the Junior Hurling Championship, Burt play St Eunan's, and Setanta will travel to Donegal Town to play Four Masters. On Saturday, there's more action in the All-County Leagues. Division 1 sees the meeting of Downings against Neave Columba, while in Division 2, Milford go to Neave Wurra. Termon host Neave Padraig Muff. Fannad Gales play host to Killy Beggs. And in Division 3, Moville will play Convoy. On Sunday, Division 1 sees Neave Connell Glenties play Glenswilly. Glenfinn host Kilcar, and in Division 3, Burt host Cairn Donagh, while Uris travel to Lifford. And on Sunday, there's also one game in the Donegal Senior Hurling Championship. St Eunan's play host to Dunloe. In intercounty football this weekend, Derry are taking on Kerry in the Electric Ireland GAA Football All-Ireland Minor Championship. That one is at 1:30 on Saturday. Also on Saturday in the All-Ireland Senior Championship, Monaghan travel to play Galway. That one's at Pearse Stadium. Tyrone host Roscommon at Healy Park in Omagh. Mayo host host Derry at McHale Park in Castlebar. While in the GAA Hurling All-Ireland Senior Championship, Dublin play host to Cork, and Clare, they play Wexford at Semple Stadium in Turles. There's also an important weekend of cricket action over the weekend, and we'll be keeping an eye on that, as well as all things to do with the rally this weekend, of course. And if you're going, make sure you stay safe. That's almost the end of our score programme this evening. I want to say a big thanks to Oisin Kelly and Joe Dex down at the Port Road in Letterkenny. Sean Quinn out in Ballyliffin doing great work at the golf this week. And of course, my man in here, Jimmy Stafford, who's on the engineering end. My name is Mark Gallagher. Thank you very much for listening, and have a lovely weekend.